PXY, Spezzano and Sandy. Scott Spezzano.
You know the sport that I hate the most?
Hate the most, like watching or just hate?
Yeah.
Playing?
Both. Baseball. Baseball. Number one, it's slow. Number two, it's boring to me. Number three, it's riddled by controversy with steroid stuff and it's just... makes me not like it anymore.
Sandy Waters.
The sport that I hate the most?
Hmm?
I don't know if there's a sport that I hate the most because every sport takes my man away. Yeah, what do I care? I go shopping.
I'll show him.
I'll show him. We're putting it on the joint card.
You're listening to Spezzano and Sandy on 98 PXY.
Hey, good morning. What's to do? It's Spezzano and Sandy here. It is 6:03, and I got to say, this big movie's opening this weekend. I'm not sure what's going to make more. Is it either Horton Hears a Who or Spitzer Hires a Whore? I'm not quite sure. It's going to be one of those two. It's going to be neck and neck. It's going to be big.
Oh, you're so funny.
Knock, knock, knock. Try the Beal. Hey, Tom George. Hi, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here all week.
Hurry.
Okay, fine. Expressways, it'll update you from the Salino Bars Traffic Center. I'm Tom George, the PXY traffic.
Williamson High School only is closed today. Why? Flu. So many kids are sick. They're like, all right, good night. Close it down. And they're literally, you know, sanitizing the whole thing over the weekend.
This season has been the worst. Like, when you get the flu this time around, you probably had it or are going to get it soon. You're out for like a week. This thing kills you. And then you're probably more than a week.
I know. Three words. Wash your hands.
Even so. I mean, you're going to get the flu. You're going to get the flu.
I do that to my kids who walk in. They just like, I don't even have to say it anymore. They just walk in and like, hey, Dad. You hear the book bag drop and you hear...
Good.
It's not.
But even so, I mean, you know what a clean freak I am. It knocked me out for a week. I was hoarse for 2 weeks after that.
It's because you're clean freak. You got to be a little more dirty. You get them immunity. It's going.
Oh, I lick the toilet once a week.
Once a week. That's how you clean it, right?
There's a local family that's going to be on the weekend edition of Good Morning America. The family of U.S. Army Colonel Captain Kevin Mole.
Mm-hmm.
He unfortunately passed away, and they're going to honor him. That's why in an hour-long program on the 5-year anniversary of the war in Iraq. But he will be featured talking to his family, who lives in Pittsford.
Mm-hmm.
He was a 22-year-old soldier who was severely wounded in Baghdad.
Hey, do you want to help out somebody? A senior at Fairport High School. She really deserves this. Her name is Whitney Young.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from her. And... she says she has a tremendous appreciation for and dedication to academia and journalism. And we like to help a fellow journalist. Now, she is...
Are you calling us journalists?
Yes.
Did you just...
She was recently told that she was chosen as a finalist for the New York Women in Communications Scholarship last week. She went to New York City. She also got good news. She was chosen to receive a scholarship, and because of that, she will attend and speak at an event with Robin Roberts, Good Morning America, Diane Sawyer, Christiane Amanpour from CNN, Bob Woodruff, and she's going to be speaking in front of this thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Matrix Awards in New York City in April. And... she's going to be on the Today Show, and Al Roker is going to give her props. It's crazy. She's from Fairport. And if that's not enough, she made it to the next level competition for the scholarship.
Uh-huh.
She wants to go to NYU and major in journalism. And, you know, that costs like an arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going for a $20,000 college scholarship if she gets this. So what you got to do, if you want to help her out, click on a website, Zinch.com. And click on a basketball hoop, click on North, because that's where we live in the North, and scroll down to the bottom of the page to Whitney Young. Click on it. Check her profile out. And if you find her worthy, click it and vote. It'll only take 30 seconds, and, you know, competition's kind of fierce. So help our girl out from Fairport High School.
Wow, that's cool.
That's big stuff, man. I don't know if I could get up in front of friggin' Bob Woodruff and Diane Sawyer and Christiane Amanpour and speak.
Oh, my gosh, I'd
Lord
be like
mercy.
So nervous.
Good for you, Whitney.
Good.
So, you know, if you know her, you go to Fairport, or anyone listening right now should just go to Zinch, Zinch.com. Click on the basketball hoop, go to North, click all the go down to Whitney Young. Whitney Young.
Do you think Diane Sawyer walks around with that special lens?
Like, special even just, lens?
She always has that glow on TV.
Oh,
Like the Vaseline
Barbara
on the lens?
Wilters does that fuzzy, you know, soft lens.
I think in real life, Diane Sawyer has some kind of something following
her. She has a natural glow to her.
So that you don't see how old they are. exactly what it's for, though.
I know.
Yeah, because she's got a soft lens on her. Close, you could probably swim in her pores. And her wrinkles.
Hey.
And Canyon.
It's going to be you someday. Wrinkles.
Make fun of me then.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll make fun of myself.